This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This is another sexy Tuesday evening, and this is your host, Kendini Campbell-Moss, with Kenny's Corner on Guardian Radio 96.9. And today we are coming live from home because I've had a slight injury, and so we are going to talk to you from home base. This evening we're going to talk about some enchanted evening, and I have with me an extremely special guest. I have a guest that is near and dear to my heart. I have had this person in my life for 48 years. He is the one, the only, my one good daddy, Mr. Kendall Franklin Edison Livingston Campbell. Daddy, say hello to the people.
Good evening, everybody.
So this evening we're going to talk about love and what it means to take your vows beyond the normal, beyond the regular. My parents have a love story that is eternal, and I want to share that with the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I want everybody to understand that these love languages, these love relationships that we see, they can be better, they can be more thought-provoking, they can be more permanent, and they can be more intentional. So my parents have been married for 53 years. My mom passed March 5th of last year. But I wanna prelude this story by saying to you, in the time that I've known my parents, there's never been a person that came to my mother's door and said, "Donna, Kendall, have a child for me." There's never been a time where 6:37 o'clock has come and my daddy is not at home. There's never been a time where I can say we did not have. My parents worked very, very hard to get where they are. And I want my dad to share that story. Daddy, I want you to tell the people where you first saw Mummy. Like, when you first saw Donna John, because Mummy is Donna John, right? When you first saw Mummy, where was she? Who introduced? I mean, I know the story, but I want you to tell the Bahamas where you first met Mummy.
I met your mom to a church social event. Our Lady's School. That time, it was attended, I see if I can remember some of the person's name, by Jason Moxie, Fred Papa Smith, Doug Turner, Adjigan Allen, Stoney, the Boswick young man, my best friend, Walter Callender. Large group of persons, Euphemia, Alarison, Mary, Stephanie Poitier, Vanessa Poitier, a lot of young people, they were attending the socials there.
And when you saw Mommy, what was the first thought in your mind?
Oh, I read that and I said, oh boy, I like that guy right there, but Walter said, but you better catch yourself. So I said to him, I said, you mean to me, I catch myself, I like that girl right there. And he said, no way. Sammy Chisholm there, he must be heard me. He poked out his mouth about 30 inches long. And then the person to whom I thought still today was who the people in the neighborhood or the area looked up to was Jason Moxie. And so I had to see if I could get close to Jason Moxie to say, man, Jason, man, talk to her for me. Well, that went very well. And I am indebted to him for the rest of my life.
So, Daddy, Mommy always tells the story that she was a very poor girl from Milton Street. And Mommy tells the story that you would come to the house and you would bring tropical soda or tropical soda and two chicken in the bag. Mm-hmm. And she said, I remember Mommy saying, when she first saw an indoor toilet was at your house.
Yeah.
How did you manage with Mommy having so many brothers and sisters and you saying to her like, hey, I love you. I want to be with you. I'm going to take you out of this. Was it I want to take you out of this or Donna, we will work together?
Well, at first it was all about me. And I had to learn what love was all about. At that time, it was a culture where she depended on me and I depended on her. I called it respectful dependency. And throughout this short period of time, during that time, I looked at her and I admired everything she, oh Lord, her high cheekbones, sharp nose, nice texture of hair. Oh, she was the apple of my eyes.
You always said that Mommy had the sexiest caramel brown legs you'd ever seen.
Yeah, the people in the neighborhood used to call her Skinny Legs. They had a young man by the name of Dog Turner. They said, boy, you got a skinny leg, girl. I said, boy, you got to shut up, boy. But we had a beautiful relationship with the people in the neighborhood, as well as our mom, brothers and sisters, and I loved it dearly.
So, Daddy, tell me something. When it came right down to knowing that she was the one for you, when you took her home to Maria Sanders Campbell Johnson, you said, Grammy, you said to my Grammy, Grammy, this is the lady. Did you have in your mind already that this is the woman that I would have these children with? I would create a union and you would bear two children and you would work together and build everything. I mean, did you have a blueprint? Did you know what you were supposed to do?
No blueprint. We're going, we call it on air. There was a thing about her that she always was sturdy. I called myself the giddy one. And what I find myself doing is talking to her all the time, communication, trying to find out from her what she liked and what she didn't like. But I was brought up with old-fashioned people. So before I get to take her home to my mom, I had to go home, talk to mommy about it, and write a letter. So the letter had to go with me and my mom to Miss Flossie's house. Okay. And that's how it actually really started. I had to go there with the letter in hand. And in this letter were promises, what you would like to do, what you intend to do, and it works from there.
Okay, we have a few questions. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Chris, and then we will come right back with more of these questions.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguana in the south, if you cook in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice for the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're going to start our live in a few moments, but we have some questions that came in to my inbox. And so, Daddy, these are some questions for you. What role does faith or spirituality play in building a successful marriage?
100%. 100%. If God is out the picture, yes, we'll close the book.
Now, when I want you to walk us through the process, because you and mommy dated from... She was in Aquinas College.
Yeah.
You had to go to Cedar Rapids to go to school, mm-hmm. to do a various amount of things in terms of your electrical contracting degree, right? And then it was just me. So I'm the first one. Mm-hmm. And then after that, all through that, it was really just me. So we would go to John Canoe practice. I would go with you to play football. So I was a little boy that you really didn't have, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to tell me, Daddy, right? How did you pick up the ball? Because I remember on many different occasions, mommy couldn't fix hair. So you would take me to Stephanie to get my hair plait, or you would take me to the hairdresser every Saturday. Is there such a thing as like, I only can do cleaning of the house. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. Donna, you do this and I do that.
No way. There was a culture at that time, something that I foresaid, which we call respectful dependency. I depended on her and she depended on me. When there is time for your hair to be plait, since I couldn't plait it, I cut it all off. And so you was like a little bald-headed little girl at school, even during the periods when she had to go away for her job. And so I learned to accept the things that I had to do. And I wash, cook, scrub, iron, keep the house clean, and still tried my endeavor best to be a wonderful husband by the time she get home.
So, Daddy, let me ask you this next question, right? Because mm-hmm. The questions seem to, everybody seems to be able to send me inbox questions, but they don't ever, for some reason, they don't ever want to ask the question straight out. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of you having mommy and you having this wonderful love story, oftentimes people would see you to the Banana Boat reunion, or they would see you go in different places. And all the time people would say, well, if you see Donna, you see Kendall. If you see Kendall, you see Donna. Was that something that just had to happen? Because I remember a point in time, even though we had the car, right? Mm-hmm. You dropped mommy every single place that she went. Mm-hmm. Or you took mommy every single place that she went. If mommy had to go to John to get her feet done, if mommy had to go out, you took mommy.
Well, it was more than a pleasure for me to do that. Even when I was going to UWI, the continuous education, I would say to her, listen, I got to go to school now. She would say something like, okay, but who can be home with me? Can I go? And then she'll come and sit in the car and she'll be there, read the papers. And I think it was a joy for her just to be with me. And I know it was a joy for me to be with her.
So, Daddy, listen, I have a series of questions because all of my questions are in my inbox. Mm-hmm. When it came down to put in mommy first, was there ever anybody that came before mommy?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And there never will be. Although she's dead and gone, a lot of people, I don't want to go off the top of here. A lot of people still ask me, but Casey, where you been? I say, I've been by the graveyard. They say, for what? I say, I've been in the paint. And I say, she has some artificial turf there. And I clean that up for her. And I give her some flowers. So normally I would pass by the shoe shop and really would say, hey, Casey, go in by the graveyard now, so don't bother him. And that's where I go. People, they grieve differently. The time will come that I would say, okay, I won't go back anymore hours often. And the people who drop their loved ones there and don't come back at all.
I feel some type of way about that, Daddy. Like, I feel like you shouldn't, we can't just leave mommy there. I know that everyone says, oh, well, mommy is not really there, but I feel like when she was on earth, right, and she was at the morgue and everything, that was fine. Mm-hmm. But the minute you put her in the ground, it's like, mommy, I don't want you to forget that we love you, that we care for you. Like we still doing for you. I know I went to the grave the other day and they had a funeral that Saturday and I saw all of these footprints on it, right? And I called her and said, Daddy, you gotta come now to paint mommy grave. Because you know, mommy was very, very particular, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
To this day, we still ironing pillowcases. Mm-hmm. We still making sure even the garbage, the plastic bags, mommy used to have them fold down nicely, and put them in the drawer because she had a certain way. And mommy always used to say, it may be from the ghetto, but I am not in the ghetto, right?
Yep,
so cool. I have this next question for you. When it comes up to the spirituality of it, Daddy, you conform to mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy is a Roman Catholic. We have been baptized in the Roman Catholic Church.
Of course.
Do you find that in the Roman Catholic Church that helped you to create the stability that you have in a marriage?
Of course. Listen, a lot of people may or may not realize God is everywhere. He can be in the Roman Catholic Church. He could be in the Baptist Church. He could be a Presbyterian. He could be in the Anglican Church. So when you accept the fact that, okay, I'm going to the church where my wife goes, that doesn't say you're less than a man because you're following your wife. At some point, the man, you sign on to these vows that you and this woman will become one. And I always use a different approach. I would always say to her, I said, listen carefully, sweetheart. Anything that was made comes with an instructional manual. The instructional manual for successful loving relationship is in the Bible. And so if you use that as a guideline, you can't lose.
So Daddy, tell me something. Whenever you would go to the Banana Boat reunion, whenever you go out to parties, everybody knows y'all as the Hully Gully people. Like you could call the Hully Gully. Mommy would always be like Mummy was always the tallest person in the room. Oh, that's number one, right?
Yeah.
And Mummy only wore formal because where she was so tall, she wouldn't go in the store and get ready-made clothes. She would have formal skirts, right?
Yep, long.
Let me ask you this. When you were dancing with Mummy, there's one particular picture that I'm very fond of, one from my wedding, and then there's another one from Jade's wedding with Uncle Jason and Gaudy Elsie.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Mummy have this like immaculate smile. But when you dance with Mummy, what was the first thing that come to your mind whenever you say, Donna, come dance with me? I used to call Mummy Nikki too, but what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
It was a joy just to hold her. Somehow or the other, when she moved, I moved along with her. And she was just, I used to talk to her all the time, you know. I used to be saying things in the air, and you'd be seeing her smiling. And a lot of people would say, what y'all find to talk about? I said, boy, you can find a lot of things to talk about. Communication is the key.
But Daddy, I have another thing, right? Because these young fellas think it different, right? But when Mummy knew you inside and out. Like if I come to the house, Mummy say, Kenra, your daddy, blah, blah, blah. Or I say, Mummy, da, da, da. And she say, relax your pa. But like you were never the disciplinarian, Daddy. You let me get away with all kinds of things, right?
That's just me.
Right, right. We know that. But when it came up to Mummy, Mummy was very, very hard. Do you think that Mummy was hard because of her upbringing? Mummy always said, by the time she became a mother, she was tired because she had all of these brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Mummy's hardness made us, or made me, Donovan and I, who we are today?
I can say yes and I can say no. You have to remember a couple of things here. As a young lady growing up, she had to help with her sisters and brothers. And so some of the molding come from that. And for some reason or the other, I honestly feel that opposite attract. If you come to me and say, Daddy, I just want to say, yeah, man. You go to your mommy and say, no, sir. So there's a difference. Her disciplinary ways and attitude and how she do things, it differs from mine. But that never got us on the wrong page. Because if you come to me downstairs and say, Daddy, I could go such and such a place, I say, go ask your mother.
But Daddy, you never said no. Why were you never the one to say no?
Because we were brought up a little different. We had 11 brothers and sisters in our house. And I can say thank God for the stepfather that we did have. Because if he go to work and he have grits, everybody's going to eat. And you have to learn to appreciate the person who cares for you, who's caring for you.
But my Grammy always said, Stanley didn't leave, or Stanley died.
Mm-hmm.
She always made that very clear. She said, Kenra, I had Ken Denique, I had two husbands.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Stanley, and now I got Basil. Mm-hmm. But my Grammy gone now. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole different thing. But you think that relationships and how you are brought up changes things?
Yes, very much. But we also have to take it against twofold. Let's look at you building a house.
Mm-hmm.
Building a house without a solid foundation. No way. Well, let's look at it, baking a cake. What type of ingredients you put in this to make this work? If you can't balance the two, you gotta stand still.
Now, let me ask you this, Daddy. Mummy worked a Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Chase sold the Barclays.
Mm-hmm.
Barclays became First Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Mummy had a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Seizures.
And Mummy had two seizures. Mummy had a seizure and then she had a prolonged seizure.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Now tell me something, Daddy. When Mummy went back to work after the stroke,
mm-hmm.
you said you didn't want Mummy in the bank anymore.
No. And it cost me a lot of money as well. And I shouldn't be speaking to that. What happened is this. I was moving up in the company. They need factory trained technicians so that they can get the authorization to sell these well-named brand products or appliances.
Mm-hmm.
When they called me and said, you're going to Cedar Rapids or you're going to Canada, and these are the extended times you have to stay, I say, no, I can't go.
Why?
Because to me, I don't think anyone could take care of her like me. Yes, we had the nurse. Yes, we had the caretaker. Yes, we had the doctor. But I feel like with me gone, it's still going to be something missing. And then she become dependent on me. She, if in the morning time, the lady prayed in the office, she say, Ken, I said, what are you saying, baby? You hurry up coming back? I say, yeah, I'll be back soon. And then I don't go. And so even with the work that I was doing, the large contracts where I would get mobilization and I need to put in the work, I had to find people to make sure to do the work, supervise the work, so it cut down on the money's coming home. So when you're married to a person who has been your hand and foot, you have to work with them. After your mom got sick, a lady said, what you gonna do? You could come and we could put her in the home and we could visit her on Friday and a Saturday. I said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. She can stay right here. We got a nice bed. We got to roll it up right down. I put her in it. We go to church in the trolley. At some point, I sit back. I said, boy, we're not going to make it. We had to rob from Peter to pay Paul. And so it worked. It worked. And I always look at it several folds. If it was me, would you have put me in a geriatric and no. walk away? The answer to that is no.
No.
And I would never put her in there. And I'm looking at it and saying to myself, guess what? If I had my life to live all over, I'd do it the same way. I don't have any regrets, but I keep looking at myself and said, what could you have done differently? People don't realize that love alone cannot sustain a marriage. Love alone can't do it. There's a lot of ingredients that goes in there to make this work. You know, when you get this independence, where she depends on you and you depend on her, school fee, water, light, cable, phone. You realize, you know, a lot of marriages destroyed because of finances. Someone is just reckless with the money. So when you look at it that way, you ever say, boy, guess what? You have to know how to do it. And if you get into a family structure with you and your wife, and you find that she can run the money better than you, let her do it. A lot of men will say, no, boy. I's the man around here. But you go to work, use the man around here, and you come home with 5 pair of tennis. And the water, light, the cable, and phone, the mom may come next week, you turn them off. Why is your wife struggling? You have sometimes look at a situation where you say, guess what, you know something? This lady went out there and she committed adultery. It isn't because of that she wanted to do that, you know. Sometimes the man forced her into it because he failed to live up to his expectation. If he doesn't think about her, this is what I always tell you and your brother. The greatest things you can do within a family structure is love that wife. Love that wife. I fall in and out of love with your mommy, in and out throughout the years. And there's certain things, at times, you know what you have to do? You gotta take your right, give it to her, and take her wrong. I remember we didn't have many times.
But we never knew that.
You're not supposed to know that. You're not supposed to know that. We would go driving and she'd say, I go in this van, we get this and I get that, the other thing. And then she passing by Wendy's and she say, let's stop right there. Let's get a sandwich. Let's share it. Right then, excuse me. Right then, you don't know if you're going or coming. Because the things you do to make life better for you all is, it's just amazing. You realize to know that your mama never had a master's degree. You got degrees. Donovan got degrees. She used herself as a stepping stone to better you all tomorrow. And that's why when I look at you and I see the way you take care of your daughter, I say, boy, hats off to you. You're doing well. And I appreciate, I might say it all the time, but I love you. Because some fathers, they feel that, hey, I ain't supposed to tell her that. It's me. I. No. Through all the struggles and rough times in life, it is not just about you. It's about the family structure. That is why I keep going back to what? The thing that God left for us. What he left? An instructional manual. Something for us to be able to use as a guideline. And throughout all our lives, we learn to share. Share. The greatest thing that any man could do for his family is love that wife. Love that wife. Love that wife. Things work out better.
Daddy, I have a question. Oftentimes when I see you come home, you would bring your check. I've never seen you with any money in your wallet as long as I live. you would always say, Donna, that's it.
Because what happens is this. Like I said, a lot of men don't develop trust. My wife had a thing about multiplying, subtracting, and saving. She could tell you what the interest rate was on a credit card. She could tell you how to pay it and when to pay it. Now, she don't know where no water, sewage, BC. She don't know where those places are. And for many, many years, I shouldn't say it like this, but it's the truth. For many, many years, I made way much more money than your mother. Sometimes I was working a job, $8,000 to $10,000 a month. And when she come home, she still was the boss. A lot of men fail to say their wife has better management skills than them. I was one of the founding members of the Baintown Bombers football team. So what I had to do? I there. I am with the Saxons. I'm there. You here, you there, you all about. Then at some point in time, Christmas time will come. And I say, oh boy, I even eat home for Christmas from God knows when. You hear, and the little car we purchased from Dossie Ryan, boom, boom, baby. I say, oh, let us up. And everybody in the shack know when Miss Campbell comes, she bring us some things.
Right. So let the record reflect. You didn't eat them because you was in the shack.
Okay.
Okay, let's make that very clear. Yeah. Let's make that clear, Daddy. Yeah. So, Daddy, I also remember Mommy going to the bank many days, right? Mm-hmm. And Mommy would put on her two different for the stockings. Because mm-hmm. Mommy liked to wear stockings. Mm-hmm. Mommy, sometimes if she didn't have a fresh pair, she'd put on the two different pair of stockings and pull mm-hmm. the girdle over it. Mm-hmm. But she went to work every day.
Every day.
Every day we used to get up and fry it. Mommy used to season the chicken. Mm-hmm. And then you fry the chicken first, mm-hmm. put it in the Tupperware. Mm-hmm. We had two juice. Mm-hmm. We had the water. Mm-hmm. And then used to wrap the water in the tissue mm-hmm. and put it in the Tupperware. Mm-hmm. Drive us to Xavier's, mm-hmm. St. Augustine's. Mm-hmm. I know when I get kicked out of the sack, I was, oh, Lord. Mommy say, Kenra? And Daddy was like, Donna, figure it out. And Ali and Nash Ferguson took me to St. John's.
Yeah.
And my first year at St. John's, I spent in detention.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people don't give praise and thanks to persons who helped them along the way. You'll never would have known this if you didn't bring it up just now. One time we were short on the school fee. Both of you all going to St. John's. She called me, said, you got any money? I said, I think I get $300. I ain't sure. She said, well, the school fee come. I said, well, I know what you can do. Anyhow, let me go down here to Miss Nash. She jumped in the little Dossie Ryan car, going to Miss Nash. Miss Nash didn't say, guess what? I don't know what you can do with that. Miss Nash said, send my children to school. And because Miss Nash is able to finish that, you get degrees, tournament get degrees, but guess what? Your mama never had one. When I graduate from UWI and the man said, the persons who will now step over here to get your three-phase electrical contractor's license, when the man called my name, she hop up and she ran to the podium and everybody in the room started laughing. She said, oh, Jesus Christ, it's mine. And I'm trying to wonder, when did she come to class? What? The whole sense of the matter is that was just her. And I loved her for it. I loved her for it. She sacrificed a lot. Because she got ill, we were not able to finish our life the way we'd like for it to have done. And I look at her going to church, and there was a man down the church named Mr. Moss, used to help her. And when she reached the church, she said, "Where's my boyfriend?" He would come, help her out the car. Oh, he was a nice man. And we have to learn to appreciate people that we come into contact with from all walks of life.
We are going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to get to some of these questions, Daddy, because the questions are feverish. We have quite a few people on the live, so we're going to get to that in a few moments. We'll take a quick break.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah, 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 yeah.
All over the Bahamas. Only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguá in the south. If you cook in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice for the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas. Only Mahatma.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texan.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking about my girl, These songs that were chosen today are reminiscent of what I would hear in my home every single day. Because my parents didn't play anything else than Golden Oldies, Motown. I know more Motown than probably
Smokey Robinson.
I tell you.
Temptation.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. And by the way, right, my daddy can sing. I got the singing gene from daddy and my Uncle Wendell. So, in most cases, right, when you see a child has a good example of what their parenting structure is, 9 times out of 10, they try to mimic the exact same thing. Now, I tried to mimic what I saw my parents had, but it didn't necessarily work out that way because I thought every marriage was like my parents. And that's really, truly not what real life is. And it takes dedication, it takes tenacity, it takes true girth to focus on one person. And it also takes two people believing in the exact same thing. Daddy, when Mommy got sick, everybody had to chip in. Everybody had to come home, make sure Mommy was okay. When you thought about what was going on and what had to happen, you made the decision that mommy was going to stay home and she was going to convalesce home, and that's what we would do as a family. Some men would have said, listen, I still in my prime. I gonna just put her someplace else. But that's not what you chose to do. To this day, you still have on your wedding band.
Yeah, man. What could you do?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you could do, because I mean, that's, I think if I were to see you without that, daddy, what, you need me to get you a next one?
Well, the guys from the shoe shop, Billy and Billy Austin, and say, boy, you got on your band. And Shay say, yeah.
Shay takes some wonderful pictures. He has some good pictures of y'all, daddy. Yeah. I have a question for you, daddy. Mm-hmm. You go to the graveyard just about every day to see mommy.
Just about every other day.
Every other day. When you go to the graveyard, what do you go to do? You go to just make sure it white and paint it up, or you go to talk to mommy and tell mommy what's going on with us?
It seems odd, and a lot of people may even say it's crazy. I go there, I paint her up, I put on new flowers every other day sometime, and I tell her what's going on in the family. A lot of people say, oh, the woman undead, you crazy, you're going in the graveyard. How you run your business, that's up to just me. That's what I awaken with. Eventually, I wouldn't go as much. But like I told you before, a lot of people bring their loved ones there, dump them there, and they don't see them anymore. Once I was in the graveyard, I think Friday, and the lady came, hi, how you doing? I said, fine, thank you, ma'am. She said, you could tell me where Miss Thompson, I point out way up on the hill. I don't know where Miss Thompson is, but if she'd been there to drop off her mama's at some given time, and she don't know
where my eyes.
No, but I point her so fast, I think she's a tail light. I said, where are they? I point her way up on the hill. So
tell me something, daddy. When it came up to the preparations for mommy, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't really say anything about what it was that I wanted to do for mommy. Mm-hmm. I said, daddy, I won't put mommy in this. Mm-hmm. You say, go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. I said, daddy, I in Miami, I can get this for mommy. You say, can whatever you decide is fine by you. Do you think, as a husband and as someone that loved mommy for 53 years, you say that you sometimes were in and out of love with mommy because you had to give up your right for her wrong and her right for your wrong, or your wrong for her right. Mm-hmm. When you realized that March the 5th was the last time that you would physically see her in that state, do you realize that your love story transcends all love stories? Like, there are people that I come in contact with on a daily basis, and they say, boy, Ken, I wish I could have a love like your daddy and your mommy. Do you realize that you would have set an example for so many people?
I could appreciate that, but just like I first said, when you look at respectful dependency, where she depends on you and you depend on her, you realize a couple of things. From humble beginnings, I don't think anybody could have beat her cooking.
Nobody could beat mommy cooking.
Nobody. And there were a lot of persons who come to the house and say, boy, baby, you come to you, boy, there, Miss Campbell. It says, you right in there.
Brown and Buru.
You know, and I learned to appreciate that. Even some of the friends that she come into contact with, that used to go to school with, and they say they'll hug her up and all that kind of stuff. I'm not a stupid person to say, no, boy, what you're going to put? No. She knew some of them way before I knew her. You know, I look at it and I say, well, I got to learn to accept the things I can't change. But there were so many people who we came into contact with who say, boy, y'all hold on there, man. Encouragement. Y'all do good. And I see a lot of marriages go by the wayside too. Because why? They would say something like this. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the many blessings that we have received. Remembering, Father, that you are the potter and we are the clay. Mold us into what you would like for us to be. Then they'll come back and say, guess what? You ask God for health, strength, wisdom, and understanding. Although he left you this book, which will show you and teach you about the instructions of how you can get a successful, loving relationship, there's still some of them on the way to get divorced. You don't know why they get divorced? Ask yourself a question. When she was beautiful and young, you loved her then. when her hair get gray and old, you want to throw away? She end up giving you two lovely children. So she put on a couple pounds. So, man, look at that girl on the road there, man. You got to check yourself. You see how she, no. No, you realize, no, you actually responsible for getting her size.
Yes.
You give her the two children. Why you can't love her? You want to do something? Get up and say, baby, let's go walking. I used to take her in the ocean every day, and love doing it.
And Daddy used to walk straight down Goodman's Bay, yes. And that wasn't like an easy feat.
No.
You, sometimes, mm-hmm. Mr. Wisdom, y'all walk mommy down, mm-hmm. bring mommy up, the ladies on the beach. Yeah.
Mr. Wisdom would help her walk. And as she get older, her health started to fail. And at some point, she became, her legs were amputated. She became incapacitated. She would come
immobile.
And at a point, it hurts you to see her,
like
whereby
that.
She couldn't move. She's incapacitated, but her legs are not amputated, and you can't do anything to help her. Sometimes she just wants a little water. Just give her some Coke. So now, the doctor would say, don't give her any sweets. But as soon as that doctor gone, candle. I say, yeah, baby, give me some of that. So what that's it. Fresh fruits and vegetables. She liked that. And I stayed there and I brushed her
hair. She liked a little Chinese too?
Oh, yeah. And I talked to her and you got to keep reminding her that you love her and give her a kiss and hug her around the neck and then say, look here, boy, Muhammad Ali, you got to come true. You got to make her feel wanted. Although she was sick, she had spirit.
But Daddy, you know, one thing I must say, mommy being a poor girl and you being somebody that had means, right? Mommy always said how, mommy showed how she loved Christmas.
Mm.
And I know you will say that I probably wrong for this, right? And I want you to know, I mean, you know, but I am my mother's daughter.
Mm.
And mommy loved family, but mommy's family didn't always love her back. And I have a few things for them, Daddy.
No. Listen to this carefully, sweetheart. You must learn to forgive. Mm. Learn to forgive.
I reached that.
Yeah,
that
but okay, God's still working on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let him work on you.
Let's change that.
Look at, you could get more with sugar than you get with vinegar, you know.
Yes.
And you hear what Mama said? If you can't say something good, don't say anything at all.
Right.
The person who tried to do you harm or say evil about you, when you see them, you get them the biggest head. Hey, baby, what are you saying?
I mastered that Saxon flam, yeah, Daddy. You know that, you know that smile and that charisma. Yeah. Just calm down, baby. But I mastered that, yeah.
You have to learn.
I can learn that,
you
Daddy.
You have to learn. And in life, you must also remember there will always be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
Yes.
And
yes.
Learn to accept that.
But let me ask you this too, Daddy, right? You have been a Jonkunu man as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
And that's something mommy knew that you loved doing.
Uh-huh.
Did mommy ever say to you, Kendall, is me or Jonkunu?
No, sir.
Why?
Because I embrace, if something she's into, she said, I'm going to the Banking Institute course. I would drop her, wait for her, bring her back home. I have to wake late, wait on her, bring her back home. When she wake late, you have to learn to push her at all costs. I pick her from wake. By the time she get home, we done iron, wash, cook, iron, scrub, everything finished. And even get a big little, you know, the white thing we use to put of mama for the never something absent salt. And guess what? Just talk to her. Ask her how was her day. When last a man has sent a rose or a carnation or even a phone call to their husband and say, or wives and say, guess what? I just miss you, you know, and I love you.
But Daddy, every day you drop mommy to work. Every day you pick mommy up from work, despite the fact that you're in someone's roof, mm-hmm. you're on someone's ceiling every day.
That's, see, because we keep missing it. That was a culture. That was a culture, something that I look at and I also outline it to you. It is called respectful dependency. I depended on her. She depended on me. It ain't no time. She'll go to the food store and don't bring something. I bring this for you.
Butter pecan ice cream.
I got, I like that.
Oh, Henry.
Ah, that's my girl.
Milk Duds.
Ah, that's my girl.
But Daddy, do you think that because mommy had such a struggle in growing up, she was appreciative of everything that she had as she got older?
Yes and no. Sometimes you have to say, guess what? In spite of all things, I just give thanks. That made her a better person. That made her a better person. She was stronger for it.
Why every Sunday did you con and foot behind mommy and take us to church?
That was a part of the process of bringing you and your brother up to be good Christian and have good Christian morals and a great respect for God. You have to have that.
Daddy, you would take mommy to the barber shop in the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. All the people would come to the
Uncle
house.
Cliffy, the barber will come and cut it. He'll come. You say, Uncle Cliffy, mama need a cut. He say, come on now. And that was just like his sister. Even when she was in Bethel for her to go in the coffin, he ran there and he got her hair. And I'm ever so grateful for it. And guess what? It ain't. She had friends. But in this, her boyfriend, Cliffy was her friend. Uncle Jason was a guideline for her. There was a lot of people helped to guide along the way. And through that, she becomes stronger.
Do you think, Daddy, that there's ever a time where these young men are just lost and they don't know how to treat a woman?
Because they don't understand what they went to God and asked for. He went and he asked for health, strength, wisdom, and understanding. But guess what? If they got it, they didn't use it. We keep looking at Adam. Adam was put in the garden. Guess what he did? He didn't go to any university, you know. He never took any degrees. But God gave him wisdom. You remember what happened? He brought to the same man called Adam the fowls of the air and the fishes of the sea. He said, name each and every one of them. Where did he get this from? The knowledge came from God. That's where it came from.
Let me ask you something, Daddy. 53 years of being with the exact same woman, every day, every night, you bring home your paycheck to this woman.
Yep. Yep. And if she was alive today, I'll bring it home to her today.
I like that. I like that for you, Daddy. Yeah. I enjoyed the fact that you used to bring that check home to mommy.
Because somehow or the other, be straight. A man of a tendency to knock off 5 o'clock, baby, going by the bar.
I never let you to ever give her no bar, Daddy.
I ain't doing that.
No.
I ain't doing that. I'm trying to get home.
To your wife.
Yes. Because it's something I need to talk to her about. It's something that we need to do.
But Daddy, why you found it so necessary to talk to mommy about everything?
Because that is the way we were brought up. In our home, we spoke about everything. When it was time for me to go to fit her ring, I went to get my mommy, you know. When it was time for me to take that letter to Flossie house, I got my mommy, you know. I went with her. The word keep popping up, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You have to disrespect her. My mom, she lived a good life.
Yes.
But out of all of this ups and downs, I respect my stepfather so much that it ain't funny. To be honest, today I can honestly say that's the only father he really knew.
That's the only granddaddy I ever had.
So you have to say hats off to him. Yes, Transfiguration Baptist Church. Yes, Evangelics, etc. Yes, he wasn't the best person in the world because we all have our faults. Whatever the reason is for him doing or I doing things, we have to come to the realization and say, at some point, you guess what? I could say, baby, man, I'm really sorry for what I did. Would you please accept my humble apology? And mean it. Call her up. Communication is really key. I never went to bed with me and her mad because I come in and I can talk some craziness or get some Folgers in your cup, baby, Folgers in your cup. Then she said, this son of a... You know, so that was just up.
But Daddy, you and mommy work together, right?
Yeah.
I think y'all live where, through Fowler Street first?
Yep.
Fowler Street.
One bedroom.
And then Andaphne used to come and clean. Nobody could clean like Andaphne. Nobody could clean like Andaphne.
Woman cleaned under the kitchen sink.
Everything, right? And I think that I carried that trait. I hope that I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
And then you all moved to Kennedy Subdivision.
Yeah, that was our nice house. Mr. Colley built that for us. At that time, homes were billing for $35,000.
Jesus.
And we had to pay so much, like we were paying rent. Every time we get that check, boom.
Right.
And we give it to Mr. Colley. One time Mr. Colley said, Campbell, I said, yes, sir. Well, you got some change here. Go down there and get your house and get you. And we was more than grateful.
And then you from Kennedy Sub, mm-hmm. you moved to Garden Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And from Garden Hills, you know, our rest. And mm-hmm. you and Mummy worked together for that.
Oh, yeah. That was my hand and foot. And I miss it daily. A lot of men don't appreciate what they have until it's gone. A lot of men. A lot of them. And I think what, like I said to you before, I think that the men, the husband needs to say, I love this woman and show her. I love this woman and show her. And you can fall in and out of love with her, in and out of love. She are false, you are false. Something she do, you don't like. You don't have to row about it. You don't have to row about it. You could sit down later on and say, well, I really didn't like that way. And then you all laugh and talk and forget about it.
Well, Daddy, we are drawing nigh to the end, and I just wanted people to understand that there is a real love story.
Yeah.
Well, 53 years of some enchanted evening, and
but when you look at the big picture, Kendra, yes. I met your mommy when she was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I got married to her when she was 19, and there's, listen to me carefully, my child. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. Teeth and tongue is follow. It means that sometimes your teeth bite your tongue. But do not take that with you. Try to learn from it. Try to understand that, guess what? At the end of the day, there's a big, bright star, and you want to be a part of that, and you want to love that lifestyle, and God is going to bless you, you know. You just do the right thing, God is going to bless you, and you're going to be fine. God has blessed me with two children.
Me first.
Yeah. And Donovan.
Me first.
And a beautiful granddaughter named Anai Morse. He goes to Zavis. And two of my other, Donovan's children, are more, and I call the little baby Maria. Because I have to love all of them equally.
Mm-hmm. But I first, all right?
Yeah, you first. You first. Right, let you know you first.
Let's be clear.
Yeah. And when you look at the big picture, you have to say to yourself, guess what? In spite of all things, your mama used herself as a stepping stone to better you all tomorrow. She never got a degree. But she was the smartest woman I know. She was able to sit back and say, guess what, we can do this. I said, no, mommy, yeah, mommy, doing this. Let's. Then she said, okay, let's do that. And you could come to her at any given time. I know I was doing a project, and I had about $15,000 mobilization money to go on. I come, I say, baby, I got this money. She said, come to the bank for me in the morning. My hat must fall off because she had it. That's how she was.
And I think Mommy had a lot of extended family, like Leslie, Leslie Pinder.
Yeah.
These are people that showed up, you know?
She loved them all, too. She loved them all. Now, her sister, I just call her sister, Aunt Joyce. Aunt Joyce is make me laugh. When I see them, there I go on Basin Walk, and I say, I can't see, I just see your wife is now. I said, where else? Right down there. Then I run on there, that's Joyce.
But there are some people, when you talk about family, there are some people that we may not always say thank you to.
Mm-hmm.
And people like Nicole.
Oh, that's a peach.
Leslie Pinder.
Yes.
Ruben.
Yes.
Lisa.
Yes.
You know, we have to be mindful that these are people that stood in the gap for us,
mm-hmm.
Charlene,
mm-hmm.
when nobody else did.
Mm-hmm.
And Mommy is not here anymore. Mm-hmm.
But she left us something to work with, you know. She said, the family that prays together stays together. That's why we used to say, I had to go to church again. Your mama said, you could be out all night, but 7 o'clock, you could be in that car.
Mommy used a couple of words in between that.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you that.
Mommy used, you could stay out all night.
Yeah.
But you, yeah, Mommy, okay, no problem.
And I look at life and I learn to accept the things I can't change. I appreciate people from all walks of life. I know there's a lot of people I should say thank you to. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. But you must realize that love alone cannot sustain any marriage. Love alone can't do it. You need the ingredients, similar to baking a cake. You need that solid foundation. Like when you're building a house, if you build or try to build a house without a solid foundation, that's become a problem.
And Daddy, Mommy used to give you the real deal. When y'all look bad on Bay Street, Mommy say, Kendall, oh, you all look very bad.
Yeah, she almost caused me to get demoted. I know we had five best music in a row. And we came down. When I went over there to kiss her in Russell Square, she gave me some 5-pound words. She said, you can tell me where you've been from Joan to Jill. I said, oh, Jesus of Nazareth.
Daddy, you know something too? Before we close, right? Yeah. As long as I've known myself, I started Russian as a little girl, 3 years old, right?
Yeah, little child in the front.
Gone off to college and came back. And every Christmas, every New Year's, I could remember you. Mommy's coming to the railing, mm-hmm. and you go into the railing and giving mommy a kiss every single morning.
For years and years, from 1965, for years. And we had two conductors in the Saxons.
Manny?
Emmanuel, Dr. Emmanuel Francis, right. And myself.
Yeah.
And we had several persons who made the presentations, like Eddie, and Eddie and Lockhart. Mm-hmm. And we have to say, at that time, our hats off to Percy Willa Francis. He was able to guide us along the way. But I keep telling people that the persons in the front didn't know people in the back.
Right.
Because I had a young man, Mr. Alfie Maycock, used to send Mr. Phil Cooper for us in Patelco car.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Penniman would come along.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as Phil came to get us, Mama said, that's all right. Hey, tell Miss Locker, I say, hello.
He was a go.
Uh-huh. You know, but it happens. We come like that. And Mr. Maycock was sent for us to come, and we'll go. And as years go on, he passed, and Phil no longer come out anymore. But as far as some of the older participating members of the group, there's a couple of us still left.
Good. You don't have nowhere to go, Daddy.
Yeah.
You got to walk me down the aisle again.
I'm awake.
Yes, please.
And when you mention about the little children in front, Fred Papa Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then Alexander Green, like for 1979,
Tina,
81, Tina
Kay. Yeah, yeah.
And then we had Camillo, Arthur Gibson boy, mm-hmm. who's always been there.
Right.
Yeah, he's been there when you're too old and high. I say, boy, this can be here tonight. But it happens. And I'm thankful to God that he spared my life to see children grow and they're doing well. And hats off to you all. Let's pray for a better day.
Ladies and gents, within the sound of my voice, I have been on radio with my father, the one, the great Kendall Franklin Edison Livingston Campbell. Some Enchanted Evening. That is a song that was played for my mom and my dad. That is their love song. Any Hully Gully tune, Stand By Me, You Used To Be My Girl. These are their songs, and mm-hmm. they will forever live in our minds. Thank you for listening this evening. Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk, all day.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile,
sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, boy.